East Coast. Okay, limited time. Let's give a shout out to a couple of items here. First of all, NASA has released the deepest and sharpest photo of distant space. It was taken by the $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope, which has replaced Hubble. It captures a cluster of galaxies and stars. Telling us more is David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what are we talking about here?
Well, this is one of the most exciting stories of the century. We have a $10 billion spacecraft telescope that's going to replace the Hubble Space Telescope. It's about seven times more powerful, hence the huge price tag. A lot further out in space, and it was launched Christmas Day last year, and it's been unfurled, assembled in space because it was too big to fit into any rockets we have intact, like Hubble was. And we all worried that the hundreds of motors and actuators that had to come together to make this thing work would actually work out in space where it couldn't be serviced, unlike Hubble. And it's worked beautifully. The engineering tests were great. President Biden released the first image last night. Everything's super sharp. And today they're going to release several pictures one by one. From around 3 p.m. on, there's various press conferences going on. Not only NASA, but the European Space Agency as well, of which Ireland is a part. And part of the telescope was designed, built here in Ireland, which we should be extremely proud of. In fact, we have one of the people who did that giving a public lecture next Monday, if people want to check our website. So you can tell we're very excited.
Yes, indeed. So what we're seeing, does it exist anymore?
Well, not exactly as some of the objects are going to look. So some of them are fairly close. Things in astronomy, stars and like, don't change much over thousands, even sometimes millions of years. So we know what targets they're going to release today, but we haven't seen the pictures yet. They haven't even pre-released them to the media, like they often do, and us being an astronomy magazine, we should have gotten a sneak preview, but we haven't. But the list is that there's a thing called the Carina Nebula, can't be seen from Ireland, but it's a place where new stars are being born, including some giant stars, so they can peer deep inside that because it's an infrared telescope. They've been looking at planets around other stars. There's a dying star, the way the sun will die in about 5 billion times that it's taken a picture of. And then to answer your specific question, there are two targets. One is a cluster of galaxies called Stefan's Quintet, and that's 290 million light years away, which means we're seeing it long before the dinosaurs even came into existence. And they ruled the planet for 160 million years. And there's even a massive galaxy cluster. And this is what James Webb is really good for. It can peer back in time to see the first galaxies that were formed in the early universe. It's called sort of the Dark Ages, where the universe came into existence with a big flash and the Big Bang, cooled, made the first stars, and then lit up. So this Dark Ages period, Hubble can't see it. It's rushing away from us so fast, and you need an infrared telescope.
Okay, excellent. All the details on Astronomy Island, Ireland, and thank you to David Moore. Good morning to you, David, and thanks for joining us. Just want to give a shout-out before we go to Traveller Pride Week, and Michael Power, organiser of Traveller Pride Awards, is on the line.